Welcome back into the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your questions ahead of the season opener, week one at San Francisco. We got our first one from CJ Winterberg, who asked, do you expect this game to be more vanilla on offense? Will we see something complex with versatility in personnel groupings and motions? Well, come on, CJ. Vanilla is a term we use for the preseason. Certainly would hope that this is going to be not going to be too vanilla of an offense for week one in the regular season. I mean, honestly, guys, this is the highly anticipated thing about week one, I think, for this Carolina Panthers team, is what will this offense look like? How creative is it going to be? What are they going to do with Christian McCaffrey? What are they going to do with Curtis Samuel? What is Cam Newton going to look like as a quarterback this year? Are they going to be using him in the run game as much? Are they going to be using him less? How's that arm going to look? Is there going to be rust? I mean, there's so many questions surrounding this offense right now, but, I mean, to yours about the complexity of it, the motions, the personnel groupings, where guys are going to line up, I mean, we're all just waiting to find out, and I certainly expect them to put it out in full force in week one. This is not the time to hold anything back. It's that first game in the regular season. Everybody in this, really in this higher locker room, has been waiting to put all this on display. Preseason, we've only seen a tiny sliver of what this offense can do and really what that playbook is going to look like. So everyone looking forward to week one in San Francisco to really see this offense on full display. Got our next question from Prime Benjamin, who says, do you think Christian McCaffrey will be the starter for Carolina before long? And if so, when do you think he'll take over as the starter? I know this has been asked quite a bit recently by fans out there, just kind of wondering about that running back depth chart with Stewart and McCaffrey. And for me, I really just don't think it's a big deal, and I don't think it matters. It's not something that really should be talked about as much. I mean, Jonathan Stewart, we all knew, was going to be kind of that workhorse running back as a power runner. That's an essential part of this scheme and this offense's philosophy. And just because Christian McCaffrey isn't necessarily the number one listed running back on that depth chart doesn't mean he's not going to have a huge role on this offense. He may be listed behind Stewart, but he does a lot of things Jonathan Stewart will not be doing. And he's going to be lining up a wide receiver. He's going to be involved in the screen game. He's going to be returning punts. I mean, there's so many things that factor into what Christian's role is going to be that you may look at the depth chart and see him listed as number two behind Stewart, but don't for a second think that Christian McCaffrey is a second-team player for the Carolina offense. He's going to be a big, big part of what they do. We've got our last question this week from Justin Boone, who asks, who do you think this year's breakout star will be? Good question. And after thinking about it, I'm going to go with James Bradbury, cornerback entering his second season. And look, there are a lot of established stars in this Panthers team, so, of course, you got to look behind those guys. And I know James Bradbury was a guy that a lot of people looked at last year and said, this guy can play. Obviously, Pro Football Focus had him as the top-rated rookie corner in the NFL. But I don't think nationally people know the name James Bradbury yet. I think they might after this season. He's Carolina's number one corner. They're going to use him as a matchup guy against the opposing team's number one wide receivers week in and week out. He had a tremendous training camp and preseason, and it just seems like he's ready to break out, to the phrasing of your question. He only had two interceptions last year. He wants to see that number increase. I think it will increase. I think he's going to be making plays on the ball, and he's just going to be giving wide receivers fits. And honestly, if they get James Bradbury to do what I think he will, that's going to take this defense to another level. Because as a rookie, kind of going through some of those learning and growing pains, now in year two, if he kind of settles in back there, look out, this defense could be really something special. Well, answer the question this week, everybody. I know we're all looking forward to week one in San Fran. We'll see you next time right here on Panthers.com.